that you might have room for one more.
Do you prefer to jerk off on someone's face or their chest?
I don't know why you want to make me choose.
Humpty Dumpty got stones on a wall.
So stop jacking off and screw you, you people who put that shit on YouTube.
They ain't no nut or fruitcake gonna mess with my Regina.
I am in constant pain. I anger and aggravate those younger than me with my slow, feeble body.
Bladder so full, bladder so tight. Where is the toilet?
Her mom puked up white Pepto-Bismol.
You know what a dildo is? I bought a dildo.
Dildo? No one has no idea.
Fucking snatch weasels.
The whistles go woo-hoo!
It's damn exploded up with hot piss!
Boy, and I'm madder than fish grease.
You know where the prolapse is.
I have a bad case of diarrhea.
Just drink tragic and shit all over your face, baby.
That sounds sick.
Full bloom AIDS.
At least I'm not gonna die because I'm a careless fairy.
Oh, man.
Yummy, yummy, yummy. I've got love in my tummy.
Yeah, hey, Frank's demented with ya. Back for a special W-E-E-K-E-N-D show, since I wasn't able to complete the podcast on time on Friday. I had to take my roommate to the emergency room. He's okay. I was kind of hoping he would die. I could probably get away with taking off a week or two then, right? Listen, I've got a great show for you. Tons of fun audio. I promise we will laugh at the expense of others. It's a typical episode of DV. First things first, gotta say thanks to F-Bomb. F-Bomb from the DVDA chat room has sent in some TNB action. This was taken in some ghetto-ass neighborhood where they were celebrating the 4th of July in their very own poor black way by letting off some bootleg fireworks. And they're set off a little prematurely. Something goes wrong.
Money under my burner.
You.
You can't see him on my camera. My shit all fucked up.
His shit's all fucked up. His camera. Oh, there they go.
Oh, shit.
Oh, Lord Jesus. 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 Lord Jesus. Jesus. Oh, Jesus Christ! Oh, Jesus! Jesus! Oh, Lord, Jesus! Lord.
Fireworks are going off all around the neighborhood, right? And the ground level, of course. They're not being shot up into the sky. They're all just, they're all like next to cars, in people's yards.
Oh, Jesus! Oh, Jesus Christ! Oh, Jesus!
Oh, Lord!
Jesus! Oh, Lord, Jesus!
Oh, Lord,
Jesus! Oh, shit! Whoa, whoa! That was awesome!
All right, so now he was freaking the fuck out. After things calmed down, oh, okay. Upon reflection, he says that was pretty awesome.
That was awesome right there! God damn!
No,
wow!
No, no.
Shit!
Then he notices the fire.
Shit. Oh, Lord Jesus! Oh, Jesus! Get the water, nigga! Jesus Christ! Lord have mercy!
Yeah, the front lawn is on fire, to which elicits
the
elicits the response, get some water. Get the water, nigger.
Oh, Jesus! Get the water, nigger!
Get the water, Christ!
Lord have mercy! Get the water, nigger! It's going down! Oh, the motherfucking bootleg fireworks shit! Oh, shit!
All right, there's some TNB for your Saturday. Moving on, you know that guy who calls into the voicemail line just about every day, and he starts off every message with, "Hey, faggot," directed at me, of course. I think I found him on XTube. He produces videos.
Yeah, you like that, faggot? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like that?
Like, I don't get it. He's producing these videos for gay guys, obviously. He wants a gay guy to admire his penis, but then he's got some sort of bitch in the background moaning. Yeah, you're very straight. You're not fooling anyone.
Want them balls in your mouth?
I didn't say I didn't.
Yeah, I bet you like that, don't you? Stick this fucking cock down your throat and stick it in your ass first. Make you taste your ass, little fucking homo.
That sounds like something my voicemail caller would say to me. Focusing a lot of attention on the homo, I must say. Not a lot
fuck
on the
fucking throat with that.
Yeah. Not a lot of attention
on
the...
Yeah, I bet
the...
you'd like that.
Okay, shut up!
In your ass and in your mouth, huh?
Yeah, okay. Are you done? Focus on the moaning bitch.
Oh,
he's getting ready.
Fuck. Oh, here it comes.
Mm-hmm.
Right in your fucking mouth, bitch. Oh, here it comes.
Of course. All that talk about fucking a guy and making him suck your dick.
Oh.
Made you come. You're very straight. Moving on, a couple nut jobs have returned with new videos. I feel like I should comment on this. Do you remember the guy who believes that he can control clouds? He can change the shape of clouds in the sky just by thinking it. And in one of the videos, he tried to make a cloud into a square shape just by going, "Yes, I'm going to turn the clued into a square shape." Like that, he would do some sort of weird clued mantra. He's back now with more insanity.
Cloud control video by T. Chase. I'm making this video in July 2012. See this cloud?
Yeah.
This cloud here? I'm going to try to make this cloud grow larger by psychic power. Clued, grow larger. Clued, grow larger.
Clued.
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 Clued, grow larger. Clued, grow larger. Clued.
Could you imagine being this guy's neighbor, seeing him in the yard doing this?
Grow larger.
Talking to the clouds.
Clued, grow larger. Clued, expand. Clued, grow longer. Clued, expand in size. Clued, grow larger. Clued, grow larger. This is clued, grow larger. Clued.
Oh my god. All right, let's just imagine. Let's pretend for a second that this guy is not completely insane and that he's telling the truth. He can actually control clouds with his mind. And by control, I mean, you know, he can change the cloud's shape. He's the lamest superhero ever. What sort of mutant super ability is that? I hope he does not apply with the X-Men. This video goes on for 5 excruciating minutes.
Disappear. Now make the cloud disappear. Yeah. Clued, disappear. Clued, disappear. Clued, disappear.
I mean, the cloud kind of disappears.
Clued. I'm sending energy up to the cloud to make it disappear. Clued,
but the
disappear.
Clouds are moving, clued, and, you know,
disappear.
Clued, there's a bunch of clouds.
Disappear.
I don't know which one he's
clued,
talking about.
Disappear. Clued,
I mean, obviously,
disappear.
This man is insane. The only person on YouTube, I think, that is possibly more crazy than this guy is that woman who believes that there's going to be a Bukkake bomb over Canada. I've been doing some research on her. Her name is Gabrielle. She really is nuts. She believes celebrities such as Gerard Butler and Brent Spiner, of all fucking people, are in love with her and are in constant contact with her. She has quite a fixation on Brent Spiner, and if you don't know who Brent Spiner is, first of all, I don't blame you. He was Data on Star Trek The Next Generation. Here she is in one of her recent videos. She really is wearing tinfoil on her head, by the way. Now, my theory about this is that there are some people online who have gotten a hold of Gabrielle and convinced her that they are Brent Spiner or Gerard Butler, and they're making her do crazy things for their enjoyment. She really is wearing a tinfoil hat, more like a bonnet, really. And, you know, she's fancied it up with some ribbons and stuff, made it girly. early. But in this video that was posted on July 4th, Independence Day, she's talking about her mom. Apparently her mom is not a true believer.
I have a video that I need to make because my mother, who was obviously under strong brain control technology, or was her clone?
Yeah, that's the only plausible explanation. She's under mind control. That's why your mom thinks you're cuckoo bananas.
Called me up about 5 or 6 times today. She left 3 long messages on my phone that took up about a half an hour to listen to.
Yeah, nothing's more annoying than long, rambling messages. By the way, this YouTube video clocks in at 18 minutes and 50 seconds.
I'm not going to tell you everything she said, but she's claiming that Brent Spiner, Judge Terrance Jenkins, Harvard Law School graduate, Gerard Butler, Matthew McConaughey, Jesus.
Yeah, all the people that talk to her on a regular basis. You know, Matthew McConaughey calls, and then, you know, Jesus. They do 3-way calling or
Hugh
something.
Hugh Jackman. The conference call. Scam. I'm not listening to the real people. And, she went on and on telling me how stupid I was and how selfish I was because I was jeopardizing the family and the reputation that I would never...
You're making us look crazy!
...ever get a job, that any job I get that I would be fired because nobody would hire me once they figured out how crazy I was because of my website and my YouTube channel and my videos. She said she was very concerned and she's going to go to the police and she's going to try to get lawyers to try to go after her. Brent, Terrance, and Gerard.
Well, why don't you? They just try committing Gabrielle? Because that's who really has the problem here. She's fucking delusional.
Actually, she said they were all fakes. She said I was stupid, that they're just playing games with me, that they send these love messages to all sorts of stupid women, and that I'm just a sucker, and that I'm so highly intelligent that I should know better than to believe all this stuff. And she was saying that shows that I'm crazy because I'm so smart that I should not fall for any all this stuff. I am really angry over this call that I got from my mother. First of all, she needs to mind her own business. I make this website and I did not make it with the intent to become famous, but to defend my men.
She's like Charlie Sheen. You know how Charlie Sheen used to call his whores the goddesses? She has her men, her gods. All right, they include Matthew McConaughey. Who's who of boyfriend she has? Matthew McConaughey, Gerard Butler, Hugh Grant. Jesus is even in the mix there. So I'm not going to play any more from that particular video. But I did find another recent video where she's talking to Brent Spiner, you know, Data from Star Trek, or reading a letter from him or something.
I'm sad to report that the brain-to-brain communications that I've received the past couple days have been from, I believe, Rule 13 and Zack Knight impersonating Brent Spiner. I received an email from Brent Spiner, and he said, "My dearest Gail, we are nearing Earth. I can finally see our sun in the distance, so I know we are getting close. Thankfully, I have my laptop with me, or I wouldn't be able to communicate with you all at all from here."
He's in space, but he has access to email. The ship or whatever he's on is almost destroyed, and the first thing he does is contact Gail.
Explain what happened now.
Also, it's not just Brent Spiner, but like Matthew McConaughey and stuff. They're all up in space. I don't know how they can continue making movies and stuff.
The Jesuits were continuing their open fire on our location. Not a second after I sent my last email to you, a massive explosion rocked the church, and I immediately felt myself being yanked through the air down the corridor. My flailing arms managed to snag a pylon for my body to cling to. I held my laptop in my teeth, refusing to let it go. I then looked behind me to see that the torpedoes had ripped a clean hole straight through our hull. With our shields down, we couldn't close it. To my horror, Matthew McConaughey and Jim Carrey, who had been only yards away from me when the hole was breached, had been sucked right out into space.
Oh, no.
I'd like to say, you may wonder, how could Brent write so articulately when he was so injured? Terrance Jenkins just talked to me on Skype, and we believe it's because they have really Vladimir Putin's a great medic.
Oh, my God. Okay, I cannot listen to any more of this. Vladimir Putin is on the spaceship now with Brent Spiner and Matthew McConaughey. Come on. All right. Thank you very much, Gabrielle Chana. Good to see you're as crazy as ever. Finally, before we get into the news, I've got some clips from a 1980s VHS tape entitled Pornography, A Winnable War. Obviously not, because it's at least 20 years later, and I'm pretty sure porn is still around. All right, so the war wages on. Let's take a listen here. Some Cinemax music here. Softcore porn. Little intro.
They're shown nude and bound and hanging from trees. They're shown kneeling submissively.
What?
While a man does things to them.
Defecates on him. Defecates!
Even the most committed people will often find themselves in bed. See, that's the way we're made. But then you come up against a little fire trail.
What?
You come to the point where you've seen everything that can be shown.
Oh, no, we haven't reached that point yet. When that day comes, Distorted View will be over with. But until then, we've got lots of fetishes to discover. You know, in the 80s, they didn't have things like furries or bronies or snot fetish, I'm guessing. I don't know. There's probably snot fetish. But there's just so much. And what's great is there's always new things popping up. So porn will always exist, as will Distorted View.
The mafia, you try to produce it and see what happens to you. Can't distribute it, and if you start to distribute it, they have some ways to discourage you. And they took him into an alley and tied his hands over his head and drove a truck into his knees.
I don't know what the hell this guy is talking about. I think he's trying to say, like, the mafia controlled the porn industry for a while and you couldn't get involved with it, and if you tried, then they would hunt you down and kill you.
We as a government have spent billions and billions of dollars on the fight against narcotics. Obscenity is not that way.
Of course not,
there
stupid.
There are only these 28 families. You
what?
Put a coin in a slot, and a screen goes up, and you see live sex acts. I mean, live sex acts.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Upstairs, where I didn't go, there are men doing that to men, and you can see women and men together. Anything that you want. The family is the foundation.
I don't know what this guy is talking about. He's moving very quickly from topic to topic, talking about how we're waging this war on drugs. We're spending lots of money, but for some reason, we're not spending that much money on the war on pornography.
You undermine that foundation. If you weaken it, those things become stamped in the brain. I can see it in your eyes.
That's where Distorted View Daily comes in. Weakening traditional family values since 2004. Ting! All right, and with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted up, fucked up news right now. Yeah, if you like Distorted View Daily, why not support the program? Sign up for the Sideshow right now. It is DV's member site. You get full access to the entire archive of shows. Been at this since December 2004. Plus, every week we do extended shows, exclusive programs, videos are posted on the feed. Lots of great stuff just for Sideshow members. Sign up right now, superfreaksideshow.com. It's the weekend. You just got paid. You're looking to relax. Curl up with a nice episode of Distorted View Daily. It's less than a value meal. Superfreaksideshow.com. All right, three very quick stories, then we'll get the hell out of here. The first one comes from the San Francisco area. When work crews pulled open a broken BART escalator at San Francisco's Civic Center station last month, they found so much human shit in its works, they had to call a hazardous materials team in. Didn't anyone notice the smell of all that caked-on crap? All right, while the sheer volume of human waste was surprising, its presence was not. Once the stations closed, the bottom of BART station stairwells in downtown San Francisco are often a prime location for homeless people to camp for the night or find a private place to relieve themselves. All those biological excretions can gum up the wheels. The wording is awful. It gummed up the wheels, all that shit. In gears of BART's escalators, shutting them down for long periods of extended repairs, increasing station cleaning costs, and creating an unpleasant aroma for morning commuters. Five of the nine escalators that weren't working at BART BART stations on Wednesday were in downtown San Francisco, said Jim Allison, a BART spokesman. While there are many reasons a BART escalator can break down, the beating they take at night is among the most acute. The problem is tough to combat, especially with so few downtown public restrooms open late. Officers have to witness someone in the act of defecating to issue a citation. That is according to Officer Era Jenkins. Era, nobody wants to be walking in urine and feces. I know that, but if we don't see it or the person doesn't admit to it, they can just say it was someone else. Certain crimes you don't see, you can't enforce. BART police officers sweep each and every stairwell at each and every station before the stations open in the morning and ask people who spent the night in the station to move somewhere else. If they spot a mess, the officers alert cleaning crews. Station surveillance cameras usually are not monitored when the stations are closed. San Francisco police officers can... Oh, well, who the fuck? This is an incredibly long story. All about gumming up escalators with shit. Hey, the next time you're standing on an escalator, just be mindful. You know, you might be in someone's bathroom. All right, second story we have for you today. This one comes to us from New Jersey. It's another example of a criminal acting crazy in court. And, you know, like, you know, the Colorado shooter came to court. He had bright orange hair. You don't need a gimmick. You know, like, you don't need to draw any more attention to yourself. We get it. You almost mowed down 80 people or something. You're going to get in the newspaper. Don't worry. We don't need your hair to be all, you know, fuchsia or something to stand out. You're going to get some press out of this. All right. It looked like Michael Brown's face was bandaged when he appeared in court on charges he assaulted two correction officers. But it turns out he spread toothpaste all over his face. Uh-huh. Michael Brown, 54, of Myrtle Avenue in Jersey City, refused to speak when he appeared this afternoon on two counts of aggravated assault against correction officers. Brown appeared... He looks like someone from ICP. You know, he looks like it's clown makeup or something. Brown appeared via video link from the jail in Central Judicial Processing Court. Judge Richard Nito repeatedly asked him if he was Michael Brown, but Brown would not respond. I'm Crestman. All right, you can call me Aquafresh. Well, that would be a great name for a villain. All right, Brown was flanked by correction officers in the jail's video conferencing room, and Nito asked one of them if he could hear him, and the officers responded, I can hear you clearly. Wondering if Brown could not speak because of an injury, Nito addressed the officer again, saying, I see that he's bandaged, officer. The officer responded, no, he put toothpaste on his face and refused to take it off. Oh, okay, that makes sense. Nito ordered Brown to undergo psychological evaluation. Do you think he did that on purpose, just so he would look crazy and would get the psychological evaluation and get to go to a hospital instead of jail? I could definitely see that happening. Brown was in jail on a theft charge, which the prosecutor described as an alleged shoplifting gone bad. At the hearing in Jersey City, Nito set Brown's bail on the aggravated assault charge at $30,000 cash or bond. Brown never said a word during his entire hearing, and after his bail was set, Nito told him he could leave the room. So there you go. Final story we have for you today. This one comes from Pennsylvania. A Western Pennsylvania man remains jailed on charges that he harassed and stalked a woman under the mistaken belief that he was once married to her. Really? How do you screw that one up? And how was he harassing her? Let's read on. The Beaver County Times. The Beaver County Times reports state police charge Robert Young with felony stalking and other crimes. I think I'm more interested in the other crimes. He pissed on her face or something. For contact he's allegedly had with the woman and her real husband since 2010. You mean to tell me for like 2 years? He's been stalking the wrong woman, the woman he thought he was married to. The woman's husband tells police that he used to be friends with Young, but that Young was never married to the woman. Oh, so it was the right woman. He's just fucking delusional. Makes more sense. Okay. Police say Young left cards and gifts on the couple's porch for the woman and the imaginary children. Oh, they don't even have kids together. Cuckoo. All right. You're going to see him in court with toothpaste on his face. That, my friends, is your distorted news for Saturday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. All right, my freaky dickies, speak to me, please.
Hello, to the answer. This is Pan Penisco, your monkey overlord, calling with a theory about the new Yahoo CEO's strange laugh. I don't think it's nerves or anxiety. I think she suffers from that syndrome where women have persistent and inopportune orgasms.
Could be, because her laugh is crazy. I played it on the show a while ago, and here's a little example. This is my imitation of her. So she'll be telling a joke like, why did the chicken cross the road? To get to the other side. Oh. And then she has like some residual laugh, like it's really bizarre.
Yes, that strange sound is coming out because her clitoris is constantly engorged, oh. And she's constitutively coming. That's why she's been so successful in a man's world. She's constantly producing orgasm pheromones. It's like your mother and me on Friday night, except replace engorged clitoris with engorged anal glands.
All right.
You do the math.
So, Pan's theory on why the new Yahoo CEO is so successful is because guys can smell her pussy stink. And guys respond to that. Nice.
Oh, hey, Tim. This is Sideshow Member Popeye Doyle. And I was at the supermarket the other day. And guess what I saw?
What?
It wasn't 7-Up. That was Squirt. It was Squirt.
You didn't see 7-Up? That was Squirt you saw. There was supposed to be a summertime flavor of Sierra Mist. It was like kiwi strawberry. And for some reason, I did not see it on store shelves at all. I'm very pissed off about this. I don't know if Pepsi decided to not release it or if it was just not available in the Columbus area. I am having a Japanese soda sent to me. I will be trying salty watermelon flavored Pepsi real soon. I just got notification that it's being sent to me.
Mr. Timmy Boo Henson. As a Sideshow Member Solid calling you up.
Hi, Solid.
I just started, I've been out of the loop for a little bit. I started listening to some shows, some of the most recent ones. One I'm listening to now is the 18th of this month. The swelteringly hot month of July. And so, Jan Terry, you don't understand what the hell she's saying?
Potato
she's
head.
She's asking Santa Claus. Where
and Wing was on an episode of South Park.
Where a fucking potato head is.
Yeah, I didn't understand that. What? This next voicemail is 3 minutes in length?
Timmy Boo, this is Solid from Warhol again. Loyal Sideshow member.
Again?
I can't get the hot dog dicer out of my head right now. It's really a goddamn shame. You know?
Well, listen, I'm not going to play his whole message here because I just don't have 3 minutes to spare. But there is a new product, and I had this infomercial handy. I think I was going to play it yesterday, and I somehow got rid of it. I clicked off the link. I'll have to find it again. I think it's called Trongs or something. And the idea is they're little hand tongs. So you can grab, like, wings or anything that's messy. So you can grab them, but not have to touch them with your hands. The product looks really retarded. The commercial is even more retarded. Maybe on Monday I'll play it for you.
Hey, Tim. It's Smiley from Illinois.
Hi, Smiley.
I'm laughing my ass off listening to one of your old shows when you were talking about your dogs when they had diarrhea in the basement. Next to one of your old desks and under the desk and on the carpet. And what cracked me up the most was when you were talking about the awful stench that you couldn't quite get out of the basement. You were using Glade air fresheners and shit. And I can sympathize with you. I had the exact same problem, and I still have it. I can't quite get rid of it.
Yeah. Well, piss is the worst because piss, you know, if you're, you know, it's easier to hide piss than diarrhea.
Cat.
But, you can smell it. It doesn't go away.
The day that I had to put my cat to sleep, I brought him to the vet, and he had diarrhea in my car on the way to the vet.
Yeah.
While he was sick. Anyway, long story short, still can't get the smell out of my seat.
Yeah.
Don't know what to do.
That's a smell that lingers for a long time.
You, Tim, it's BSB. Guess what? I am an audio engineer, and guess what you need to buy? Probably nothing. I sent you an email. It's titled About Your Audio Setup, Not Bitching at You This Time, although I kind of am.
What is this in reference to? Was I bitching about my audio setup? I don't know. Probably. Oh, because it was I think one day I was clipping or something.
Hey, Boo, you know when you're looking at porno
online. I don't mean videos, but pictures.
By the way, VSP, I will look for that email and read it.
Sometimes you have to have strong eyeballs because you'll see images you're not interested in seeing.
Right.
Like, that's cool if you're gay, but I'm not, so I don't want to see that. And occasionally I'll see, like, two men fucking on a small, dirty couch. And that's cool, but I don't want to see that. So you need to have, like, strong eyeballs. Sometimes I'll fall for it. I'll say, hey, she's cute. Click on her pictures and realize she has a penis.
Those fucking thumbnails are deceiving sometimes. You know, and then, like, sometimes, like, you know, some guys have really smooth asses, and you're seeing like a thumbnail of a guy banging another person's ass, and you're like, is that a woman or a guy? You know, you gotta be careful sometimes. Things should be clearly labeled, for Christ's sakes, especially porn. That, my friends, is all the time we have on this edition of the show. I want you guys to email me, show@distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. A voicemail line for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-666, oh God, is it oh God?
Get the water, nigga!
Spread the distortion to all your friends about the podcast. Don't forget to rate us and review us on iTunes. And I will see you back on Monday to kick off a new week of programs. Till then, have a great weekend. Bye, everybody!
Sound speaks louder than words sometimes. But not everybody listens. Be known to all who know it. Shut your mouth. Sound speaks louder than words sometimes. Not everybody listens. Be known to all who know it. Shut their mouth.
My purse got stolen and you couldn't even be nice about that.